Good morning. This is Mose. I'm here this morning to bring the daily inspiration. And I would like to, before we begin here this morning, I'd like to just come to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, this morning we bow before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, dear God, that you have made it possible for us, even after we were sinners, to come to you in repentance and bring our gift to you. And Lord, we thank you that Jesus Christ, it is through Jesus Christ and him alone that we come we can come to you. And yes, Father, we do acknowledge that there could be many people have different experiences. And as we come, as you draw us and we start coming towards you, and there is a point that when we make this 180-degree turn, and we turn around and we go the other way. And instead of following our own lusts and so forth, we follow the Lord Jesus, and our heart changes, and we become a new person, and we now the Spirit of God is within us, and we desire to do that which is godly and holy. So, Father, this morning I do thank you that you have so ordained it, and you have sent Jesus Christ, and his blood was shed for us, Lord. Just praise your holy and wonderful name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. All right. My phone number again this morning, in case you want to call me, is 717-656-9576. Okay, I would like to look at repentance this morning. We cannot be born again without repentance. And what is repentance? Repentance is... okay, let's say we were going down the road, and we were heading towards Philadelphia, and all of a sudden we realize we are not going the right way. That is not where we wanted to go. And so we turn around. And we go the opposite way, and we head towards Harrisburg. And, you know, that is repentance. We've changed our mind. We have majorly yielded ourselves to a different direction, a different way. So that's what we need to do when we want to come to the Lord Jesus. When we want to be born again, we are following the world. As we have said before this week, we are born in sin, and we're following the lust of our flesh, the pride of life, and... you know, we're just a selfish person. And all of a sudden, we realize, well, maybe it's not just all of a sudden, but, we finally come to a place where we say, this is not going to work. This is just not good, that I am so selfish, and I'm just taking my own, I'm living for self. You know, this is not going to turn out right. And so I say, I am going to turn around. I am going to make a complete turnaround. And I'm going to walk the opposite direction, and I'm going to walk after the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that's an illustration of what repentance is all about. It's a major change of heart. In Ezra 14:6, it says, therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, repent, and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. Okay, if you can just imagine these people out there worshiping this idol, and all their faces, are, maybe they're even on their knees, and they're bowing before this idol, and God says, repent and turn yourselves from your idols. Turn away and bow your heart and your faces to the Lord God, the Lord God of Israel. Just turn away. Put this idol behind you. Turn away and turn to the Lord Jesus. Ezekiel 18:30. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Just keep this in mind as we consider repentance. It's to put behind us that which we have been doing and turn our backs to it and walk or run towards the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a very vital part in our salvation experience. In fact, we cannot be born again unless we repent. We repent of our evil ways. Therefore, in Ezra 18:30, it says, therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Ezra 24:14, the Lord has spoken it. It shall come to pass, and I will do it. I will not go back, neither will I spare, neither will I repent. According to thy ways, and according to thy doings shall they judge thee, saith the Lord. The Lord does not have to repent. But it does say in some places that the Lord did repent. And what that simply means is that God turned from that which he had. Just for instance, when Jonah went to Nineveh, God said, God told him what's going to happen to Nineveh, and he was supposed to preach the gospel, go out and tell the people that he will destroy the city in 40 days. But the people repented, and I don't know how to look at all that, but the people repented and sat in sackcloth and ashes, and they changed their heart and mind. And they turned their heart toward God. And then God said, I will not destroy you. And so in that way, God, by prayer and supplication, we can change or we can move the heart of God. Now, like I said, I don't understand all that and how God never changes. God is a God of love but God still is moved by our prayers. So that's another very important aspect. I'm not going to take time to look at that this week, but prayer is a very important aspect if we want to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Matthew, I'd like to go to the New Testament now. In Matthew 3:2, we want to look at John, and we want to look at Jesus, and then also the disciples, and when they started the ministry. In Matthew 3:2, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That was John the Baptist. As he started his ministry, that's what his words were. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then Matthew 4:17, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And again in Mark 1:15, and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. I believe that was John the Baptist. And you know, as these people started their ministry, as John the Baptist started his ministry, as Jesus started his ministry, and then also as the disciples were sent out, this is what they said, repent. And this is what we need to say, and this is what we need to realize in our own hearts, that if we want to come to the Lord Jesus, we must repent. And then Mark 6:12, and they went out and preached that men should repent. These were the disciples of Jesus. They went out and they preached that men should repent. In Luke 13:3, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. He's talking about people that got killed when the tower fell on them, I believe. And it says that if you don't repent, you shall also likewise perish. You shall be cast into hell, is what he's really saying here, unless you repent. Acts 2:38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You know, I'd love to spend one of these mornings on baptism, but I'm not sure that I will. But baptism is a very important part of salvation. Because here in Acts 2:38, Peter said unto them, repent. First of all, repent. Turn around. Turn away from your sin, and then be baptized. And the baptism is simply a symbolic of what has happened in your, an outward expression of what has happened in your life. You know, you have turned away, and you have come to the Lord Jesus, and Jesus has forgiven you. Jesus has received you. Now, I want to be baptized as an outward sign of that which has happened inside. And so I submit myself to be baptized, put under the water and be baptized. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Christ, Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I believe that's extremely important that our salvation is the experience to repent. And you know, if we haven't believed, if we haven't repented, and we go through some kind of a ritual and are baptized, you know, that's not what the Bible is talking about here. In Acts, it says, repent and be baptized. Doesn't say be baptized and then sometime later repent. No, it says repent and be baptized. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. All right, Acts 3:19, it says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 8:22, repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps a thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. And this is when Simon the sorcerer, wanted to buy the gift of healing from the disciples there. He wanted to buy it, and it was said to him, repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray to God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. It's a very serious thing to think that you can buy the gift of God with money. Okay, Acts 17:30, and the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Okay, it's about time to close here, so one more thing here. I'd like to say that even if we have been born again, let's say we've been born again 5 years ago, and we fall again, we've cooled off, we neglected our times of Bible reading and prayer, and we're not walking with God like we should, and we realize that there's sin in my life, and my relationship with God is not what it ought to be. Okay, so what do we need to do? You know, it's the same procedure as when we were first born again. We have to come to God. We have to confess. We have to believe. We have to confess. We have to repent, turn away, and with a real solid commitment, turn back to God. Say, God, I want to serve you. I'm sorry that I have fallen into this sin. And you know, that's another, that would be another part of repentance, is to be truly sorry for our sins. We can't get the word now that the Bible uses for that. Sorrow. I guess that would be the word. In sorrow, and you know, when they're at the great city of Nineveh, when they repented, when they turned away from their sin, they sat in sackcloth and ashes. They were sorry that they had sinned against this holy God. And that's the very same way that we need to do. Whether it is the first time or whether it is whether we have again fallen into sin, we need to repent. We need to turn away. We need to be sorry for our sin. Sorry for the hurt that we have caused others. And most of all, the hurt that we have caused the Lord Jesus Christ, and despising him and despising the sacrifice that was made there on the cross. We need to repent of that. Let's remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. Okay, so this morning, I just urge you, if you have not yet repented, consider to repent and come to the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you today. May God give you guidance and direction and wisdom. May the name of Jesus be exalted in your life. Have a great and wonderful day.